And he would be still successful in our business. I think he would be among one of the thought leaders in our industry. Because again, the purpose and the whole thinking didn't change. He would use technology.
Right.
But still he will try to create relevance around it. And if you look at what all his quotes and stuff, they are even more valid today than they used to be back in the 60s. It's amazing. We have this book, the Bill Birnbach Said book. You should look at it. It's amazing. If you look at the quotes, it's more relevant today than it was in the 60s.
How do you get it? Is it a book you can get?
Yeah, we have one. You can buy it on Amazon, I think.
You can?
But we have one, right? You should give it to
him. I would take a look.
It's great. It's great.
So while we're on Bill, so what is this behind us here? What is this letter to the agency that was significant enough to...
It's not the original handwritten note, but I think it's a copy of it. It's a handwritten note to the creative department about how they should approach the process of creativity and what they should think about every day. And again, it reminds you, sitting here is a special thing because it reminds you every day coming here into this office that you have a special responsibility because you are DDB, because it was him.
Being here, you know, and having the father of the creative revolution, is it pressure? Is it inspiration? Is it responsibility? Is it all the above?
No, I think the first thing is responsibility. Because you have an amazing foundation and you have a great brand and a great culture, which is different.
Yeah.
And you have to take care of it. It's also inspiration because it helps you a lot because you can stick to something. It helps you in the day-to-day business. But it's a special responsibility, definitely. We have to be at the forefront of the industry with everything that we are doing. And if we are not there, we are not DDB. That's the problem.
Right.
And I'm not talking about this huge another bullshit bingo definition. It's not about being the most awarded agency in terms of the amount of the awards. I'm talking about being the most innovative agency. I'm fine doing better and better every year in Cannes as long as the quality of the work is getting better. And as we are producing highlights where you say, wait a moment, that are people who are developing a state-of-the-art product. So that's my goal. But it's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's not only in terms of him. If you look at the people who did the job before, Keith Reinhardt, legend. Bob Scarpelli, a legend, and now I'm doing it, so it's tough.
A big responsibility.
Yeah, big shadows.
What about finding the people that, you know, you're a big agency, gigantic agency, you got to find people that get it and, you know, have that same respect and understanding. How do you take that challenge of finding the right people?
It's still the same because he was developing it very, very clear. What is the bar to hire people? And he said, the people should be talented on the one side, but they should be nice on the other side. So if you have only talented people who are not nice, they are not fitting to DDB, and the other way around too. So that's what we are trying to do. And we try to hire not only people with advertising background. That's what he started. He was not looking for advertising creatives. He was looking for open-minded people. And his job, as he defined it, was to educate people and to transform people into amazing advertising creatives. And that's how we are recruiting and how we are educating and how we are hiring people. So that's how we are looking at it.
Excellent.
Yeah.